More U.S. workers are quitting their jobs than at any time in at least two decades. In spite of elevated unemployment rates, many workers are hungry for change, and the pandemic could be a contributing factor, making a lot of people think about what they're doing and what they want to be doing in life. We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. Does it seem like there's a lot of turnover at your workplace lately? Have you quit or thought about quitting your job lately? If so, why and what are you looking for in a new gig? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lauren Weber writes about workplace issues and careers for the Wall Street Journal. She wrote the piece, "Forget Going Back to the Office. People are just quitting instead." Lauren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, you got some firsthand stories and you looked at some of the data we have out there. How big a thing is this? How much are we seeing people quit post, late pandemic?
Well, it's a lot of people who are walking away from their jobs. According to the data from the Labor Department, in April of this year, 2.7% of American workers quit their jobs. That's the highest number that we have since the Labor Department started tracking that number back in around 2000. So just for comparison's sake, in April of 2020, of course, that was kind of the peak of the pandemic, or one of the peaks of the pandemic, and that number was about 1.6% of Americans. And before that, you know, when the labor market was pretty tight and even overheated, some people would say, even then the quitting rates were about 2.4%, 2.3%. So this is really unprecedented.
You talked to some individual people who had changed jobs, maybe even changed careers. What kind of things did you hear from people, Lauren, about why they made that decision and why now?
I think there were a mix of stories, and I think it was reasons that all are pretty logical given what we've been through for the last 16 months or so. One of the examples in the story was somebody who started a new job in March of last year. He was lucky enough to find a new job at that time, and other people, but the company that he was hired by was going through layoffs. He ended up basically kind of overworked, and he said by a year into it, he was just really burnt out. He felt like he was picking up the slack for people who had been laid off and not replaced, and he wasn't really shown the appreciation he wanted. He got a small raise, but it didn't really account for the stress of the job itself. So he started looking. Other reasons that I heard from people were, their employer wanted them to come back to the office after having moved them remote for a while. And there were a lot of people who still were not ready to come back. They felt like the virus had not yet been vanquished, and they seemed to feel like it was still a risk. And or if not a risk, they preferred remote working. And so when their employer asked them to come back, they were like, sorry, I've found a better way that I want to work. And they looked for jobs that would allow them to do that.
We heard from Julie on Facebook who wrote, many employers are running their companies too lean. Employees, Julie says, are seriously overworked mentally and physically. And I don't blame people for leaving their jobs and using discretion and picking their next employer. So that fits in with one of the stories you just shared with us, Lauren. I mean, are companies starting to hear more of this from workers who are voting with their feet? Are they thinking maybe we can't run lean like this anymore if people are just going to leave?
I'm not sure if they're at the point yet of thinking we're going to have to add staff so that we don't burn our people out. In the end, I think many companies are looking more at the bottom line than at turnover, though turnover has an effect on the bottom line. It's expensive to replace people. It might be an interruption in your business operations, or, you know, you're actually just spending money to fill a job, putting up job ads, taking time away from managers' schedules in order to do interviews with people. So there is a real cost to turnover as well. But I did speak to a few employers for the story, and retention is very much on their minds. You know, they're thinking, at least the ones that I spoke to, which tended to be larger companies, but they're thinking, you know, how do we retain people? What's it going to take? For some, it's trying to get people promotions maybe earlier than they otherwise would have. Sometimes it's raising wages. That's good news for workers.
Talking to Lauren Weber from the Wall Street Journal, looking at a big jump in people quitting their jobs going into new jobs, maybe even new lines of work altogether as we emerge from the pandemic. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is this you? Is this going on at your workplace, do you think? Are you in the midst of rethinking what you want to do when you grow up? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard Lauren from Ravana on Facebook, who retired during the pandemic. She says, I retired. The atmosphere had been toxic for years. Senior staff hadn't gotten a raise in pay for over 10 years, though managers got one every year. And they were reopening too early without proper safety measures in place. Within 3 months, pretty much everyone who could retire did. So we're focusing mainly on people maybe changing jobs, Lauren, but do we see some of these people quitting in order to retire, maybe earlier than planned?
I think the data does show that retirements are up, and I think it's a combination of things. Like the person who wrote in, sometimes it's, you know, this was just the right moment. I realized that I was getting fed up with my employer and their policies, and so, you know, people look at their finances and decide, okay, now is the time I can do it. I think for some people, it's a forced retirement, you know, especially for older workers. Ageism is a real thing in the labor market. And if you get fired from a job in your 50s or 60s, it is harder to get reemployed. So I think some people chose to retire because they may have been laid off during the pandemic and chose the retirement route rather than, if they could afford it, rather than, go through the struggle of trying to get reemployed and keep a new job.
Lauren, I think one way or another, a lot of people have been having, you know, big thoughts over this last year plus about the meaning of life and being fulfilled in a career and what they want to put up with on the job. Is there that kind of like, I don't know, existential thinking driving these people to leave jobs?
I think that is a lot of it too. And I'm glad you brought that up because, I think for people who are able to work remotely, you take away some of the extras that surround your job, like knowing you're going to see your best work friend at work every day, or stop at your favorite coffee place near the office, or get the salad that you like to get. You take away some of those little things that happen around the edges of jobs, but that often add a lot to your job satisfaction. And what you're left with is the work itself. And after my story ran, I did hear from somebody who was a management consultant, and he said that he really enjoyed the lifestyle of traveling a lot, having a company credit card, and, you know, kind of living off the fat of the company. And then once he took away the travel and the interactions with the clients, which was the, you know, really interesting part of what he was doing, he just, turns out, didn't really like his job very much. And he ended up just quitting. He was one of the few people I heard from who quit his job without having something else waiting for him. And that's a real risk, but that's an indication of confidence in the labor market. And I think that's another piece of this as well. There's a lot of good news right now in the economy. I know for people who are struggling or still unemployed, it's hard to hear that probably. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but we've always had an economy with lots of dichotomies or contradictions in it. But for some people, they see this as a time when, you know, jobs are plentiful and they have a lot of confidence that they can find work when they need it.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234 with H in Elkhorn. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I actually just left my job in HR after 10 years. I wasn't planning to, but with the stress of COVID, working from home with little kids, we decided to let me leave, and also political change in the business, but leave and stay home with the kids instead.
And how do you feel so far about that decision?
It has been a blessing. I was working around the clock for only a part-time job, and now I get to invest my time into my family and take the gifts that I have and use it towards my family. And it's had me reassess that when I do return to the work world, I won't let my job take that high priority and push my family to the side like everything was.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. I appreciate it. So, Lauren, I mean, we've been talking for years about work-life balance, and we hear there a big decision to push the scales on life there more.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people felt that. For some people, it was forced on them. Their kids were home from school. There was, like, literally no way to do a full-time job or even a part-time job sometimes and oversee your kids' online school and other things. And, of course, it was women primarily who felt the brunt of that. And some people felt forced out of their jobs. Other people might have said, like a caller just now, this is a good opportunity for me to just reprioritize and I want to focus on my family. So it's really interesting to me how the pandemic has really shifted that conversation about work-life balance. And of course, now for any job that can be done remotely, I think it's going to be a long-term conversation between managers, business owners, employers, and their workers about finding that right mix. Because at this point, and I'm one of them, workers are now used to being able to have a lot more flexibility and to work from home if they want to. So that's going to be an issue for employers and workers to try to figure out in the coming year or years.
We continue our talk now with Lauren Weber. She writes about workplace issues and careers for the Wall Street Journal, and she recently wrote about a record number of people quitting their jobs lately. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is that you? Have you left a job to move on to a different one in, I don't know, the last 3-5 months? You name it. Why? What led you to do that? Are you rethinking what you want out of a job? Did you work at home? Did that change the way you think about work? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Lauren, let's talk a little more about those people who had been working from home. I just this week made the switch from hosting the show from my TV room at home to coming into the studio. I don't have a big commute or a stressful commute, but man, it is a commute. Is that idea that, hey, maybe jobs don't have to involve going back and forth to a workplace, changing people's minds about what they want?
I think so. I mean, I live in New York City, so I'm extremely warped on the commuting question. I was taking a stressful hour-long commute each way in and out of work. But I think for a lot of people, there was a recognition that, you know, this was time I was kind of wasting. On the other hand, I will say there have been plenty of people, in fact, we wrote a story about it, who really missed their commute because that was kind of their time to catch up on the radio, listen to podcasts, et cetera, have some time maybe away from both coworkers and family. But I think that still might be the minority. And, you know, having that extra time in our lives, whether it was extra time we could be working, which that would make employers pretty happy, or extra time with our families. And a lot of people really didn't want to give that up.
You talked to someone from LinkedIn, Steve Cadigan, who said, you know, there's a change in our career strategy in some ways where we used to want to be in one place. There might be advantages to jumping from place to place over time. What would those advantages look like?
Yeah, Steve had been the director of HR at LinkedIn during one of its early growth periods. So he was in charge of hiring a lot of people at the time. He said our notion of what job security is might be changing. It might have been that job security in the past involved staying in one place and, you know, sort of clinging to your job and hoping that you don't get laid off when we go through recessions. He made the case that job security for a lot of people, and I think honestly this comes down to whether or not your skills are in demand in the labor market. So this is not the case for everybody. But if you do have skills that are in demand or you're acquiring skills that are in demand, he was making the case that job security might mean moving around a lot. The more you move around, the bigger your network is, the more people you know, the more, as he said, you get to sample the buffet of careers that are available and see what the market will pay you. So, you know, that may only apply to still a relatively small number of professionals, but it's an interesting thought, you know. And for many of the people that I spoke to for my story, they networked their ways into new jobs. So that idea, and of course, LinkedIn is now where people do a lot of that. That idea that expanding your experience and your network can help you a lot, I think that's very true.
Talking to Lauren Weber. She writes about workplace issues and careers for the Wall Street Journal, looking at a rise in people quitting lately, quitting their jobs, maybe moving on to new jobs. Let's go to another caller now at 800-642-1234. Tim is with us in Madison. Tim, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Tim?
Well, just interesting, my work situation. I did work full-time as a teacher up in Appleton, and my wife had lost her job working in the within the hospital management industry, and we ended up moving to Madison, where she has a very, very nice job. But for me, I decided at the age of 56, I really didn't want to go back into the classroom full time. So luckily, because of her, her job, I've been able to just work different odds and ends, part time jobs to kind of help ends meet, but just to keep me busy too. I'm not really retirement age yet, but just thought that was interesting based on what you were talking about.
Interesting, Tim. Thank you so much for sharing that story. So, Lauren, some people might not be moving from a full-time job to another one, but like Tim, he's kind of cobbling together some part-time stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if, I will say one thing I think that's going on with all of this turnover, it's really a positive thing. I want to make sure that to make this point, because turnover and churn is the real headache for employers. Like I said before, it costs money for them to replace people. But for individuals, often if somebody's quitting a job and going to another job, or like the caller, sort of figuring out what they want to do differently than they had been doing before, that's a positive overall for the labor market. It means people are moving into jobs that are a better fit for them. Maybe they're a better fit for their skills, for their interests. Now, more and more because of the pandemic, we're looking for things that are a better fit for our personal lives. Ultimately, when you have people moving into jobs that are a good match for them, writ large, that often means that productivity increases. I spoke to one person for my story who was 33 years old, and he was like, I was just getting complacent at my old job, and I'm too young to be feeling complacent. And that does translate into how much you apply yourself to your job, how hard you work. Whereas if people are in jobs that they're excited about, they feel good about, often they're working harder. Now, that's not the end all and be all of our lives, but it's a good thing when people are in jobs that are a good match for them.
And Lauren, we've seen stories about restaurants having trouble hiring people, and conversely, restaurant workers, some of them COVID being a last straw that drove them to get out of that line of work. Are we seeing particular sectors in the economy where more people seem to be leaving?
Well, that one is, leisure and hospitality. That is the sector, I think, that has the highest amount of turnover. And that's always the case, even not during a pandemic. It's a job many people are working to get out of, or a career people are trying to leave. But the numbers even there are higher than normal right now. And again, that can be a good thing. If this is the motivation that people need, or the catalyst for people to say, I actually always really did want to become a nurse. Maybe I don't want to be a bartender anymore. If this is a catalyst for people making those choices, especially if it means they're moving into higher paying jobs or higher skill jobs, or maybe they're going back to school for credentials or degrees, like, that is a good thing.
In our just last minute or so, Lauren, I want to ask you to predict the future, but how are we going to know if this rate of quitting is the new normal, or just a little bit of musical chairs that's going to end in a little bit?
Yeah, I don't do a lot of prediction. And, if you talk to any economist, they'll say when markets are out of whack, they find a new equilibrium. So maybe wages will rise, and people will go back into some of the jobs that are being vacated right now, or more people will come in off the sidelines. I mean, one of the very confusing things about this time is that there's still a high unemployment rate. So even though there's all this confidence in the labor market and people moving around a lot, there still appear to be a lot of people who can't find jobs. So we need to understand what's going on better with that. But presumably, some of those people will start to find their ways into some of these open jobs, and we will find some new equilibrium. So I wouldn't say that this is now the new normal, but it is a sign of confidence right now in the job market and in the economy. And, that's good. And at some point, it will moderate. I don't expect to see quitting continue at this rate.
Lauren, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Lauren Weber writes about workplace issues and careers at the Wall Street Journal. She wrote the recent piece, "Forget Going Back to the Office. People are just quitting."